ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5, द क्रिएटिव इम्पेटस, चैप्टर 5, पार्ट 4, लॉर्ड ऋषभदेव्स टीचिंग्स टू हिज सन्स। अवधूत ऋषभदेव। शुकदेव गोस्वामी continued speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Thus, the great well-wisher of everyone, the Supreme Lord Rishabhadev, instructed his own sons. Although they were perfectly educated and cultured, Rishabhadev instructed them just to set the example of how a father should instruct his sons before retiring from family life. Sannyasis who are no longer bound by fruitive activity and who have taken to devotional service, after all their material desires have been vanquished, also learn by these very same instructions. Lord Rishabhadev instructed his 100 sons, of whom the eldest, Bharata, was a very advanced devotee and a follower of the Vaishnavas. In order to rule the whole world, the Lord enthroned his eldest son on the royal seat. And thereafter, although still at home, Rishabhadev lived like a madman, naked and with disheveled hair. Then Rishabhadev took the sacrificial fire within himself and left Brahmavarta to tour the whole world. After accepting the feature of Avadhuta, a great saintly person without material cares, Lord Rishabhadev passed through human society like a blind, deaf, and dumb man, an idle stone, a ghost, or a madman. Although people called him such names, Rishabhadev remained silent and did not speak to anyone. Rishabhadev began to tour through cities, villages, mines, countrysides, valleys, gardens, military camps, cow pens, the homes of cowherder men, transient hotels, hills, forests and hermitages. And wherever he traveled, all bad elements surrounded Rishabhadev, just as flies surround the body of an elephant coming from a forest. Lord Rishabhadev was always being threatened, beaten, urinated upon, and spat upon. Sometimes people threw stones, stool, and dust at him. And sometimes people passed foul air before him. Thus, people called Rishabhadev many bad names, giving him a great deal of trouble. But Rishabhadev did not care about this, for he understood that the body is simply meant for such an end. Rishabhadev was situated on the spiritual platform, and being in his spiritual glory, Rishabhadev did not care for all these material insults. In other words, Rishabhadev completely understood that matter and spirit are separate, although Rishabhadev had no bodily conception. Thus, without being angry at anyone, Rishabhadev walked through the whole world alone. Rishabhadev's hands, feet, and chest were very long. His shoulders, face, and limbs were all very delicate and symmetrically proportioned. Rishabhadev's mouth was beautifully decorated with his natural smile, and Rishabhadev appeared all the more lovely with his reddish eyes spread wide like the petals of a newly grown lotus flower covered with dew in the early morning. The irises of his eyes were so pleasing that they removed all the troubles of anyone who saw Rishabhadev. His forehead, ears, neck, nose, and all other features were very beautiful. Rishabhadev's gentle smile always made his face beautiful, so much so that Rishabhadev even attracted the hearts of married women. It was as though they had been pierced by the arrows of Cupid. And about his head was an abundance of curly, matted brown hair. Rishabhadev's hair was disheveled because his body was dirty and not taken care of. Indeed, Rishabhadev appeared as if he were haunted by a ghost. When Lord Rishabhadev saw that the general populace was very antagonistic to his execution of mystic yoga, Rishabhadev accepted the behavior of a python in order to counteract their opposition. Thus, Rishabhadev stayed in one place and lay down. And while lying down, Rishabhadev would eat and drink. Rishabhadev also passed stool and urine and even rolled in it. Indeed, Rishabhadev smeared his whole body with his own stool and urine so that opposing elements might not come and disturb him. Because Lord Rishabhadev remained in such a condition, the public did not disturb him. But no bad aroma emanated from his stool and urine. Quite the contrary, Rishabhadev's stool and urine were so aromatic that they filled 18 miles of the countryside with a pleasant fragrance. And so, in this way, Lord Rishabhadev followed the behavior of cows, deer, and crows. Sometimes Rishabhadev moved or walked, and sometimes Rishabhadev sat down in one place. Sometimes Rishabhadev lay down, behaving exactly like cows, deer, and crows. And in this way, Rishabhadev ate, drank, passed stool and urine, and cheated the people. O King Parikshit, just to show all the yogis the true mystic process, Rishabhadev, the partial expansion of Lord Krishna, performed wonderful activities. Actually, Rishabhadev was the master of liberation and was fully absorbed in transcendental bliss, which increased 1,000-fold. Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, the son of Vasudeva, is the original source of Lord Rishabhadev. There is no difference in their constitution, and consequently, Rishabhadev awakened the loving symptoms of crying, laughing, and shivering. Rishabhadev was always absorbed in transcendental love. And due to this, all mystic powers automatically approached Rishabhadev, such as the ability to travel in outer space at the speed of mind, to appear and disappear, to enter the bodies of others, and to see things far, far away. Although Rishabhadev could do all of this, he did not exercise these powers. Recorded March 10, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyade Pujana Shakijana Atmanivedana Nirandara Dasa Abhilashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana Nirantara Das Abhilashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana Nirantara Das Abhilashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana Nirantara Dasa Abhilashare Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmanivedana Nirantara Dasa Abhilashare Harinama Eva Kevalam Harinama Eva Kevalam Trinadapi Sunitena Dharar Eva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.